Coach, congratulations on the victory. The first quarter was a heck of a start. Second quarter, not a lot going there for you guys. And then you got whatever you said in the locker room at halftime, your team took it to heart in the second half.
It's kind of like Jekyll and Hyde. I didn't say much in the locker room. I mean, they kind of knew we sucked. I mean, we just penalties and missing blocks and not blocking the right people. And defense wasn't great either. Got behind us a couple times on some big plays.
But you got to like your first four possessions there, three touchdowns and the field goal there, and you guys were moving the ball pretty well at will there in that first quarter and doing it on several different ways. It was good to see Alex Trango find the end zone for the first time this year.
Yeah, you know, it was a good job by Alex. Throughout the game, he had an interception. They got called on a penalty over there too, you know, that we ended up not getting it. And you know, but we got to eliminate those penalties. We're hurting ourselves. I mean, you know, even second quarter, if we don't kill ourselves, you know, it's not an issue. We march down the field like we did throughout.
You know, second quarter, Colby did get the score. Yeah, they get the big 50-yard pass play. And I tell you, the receivers are tough to defend, but you guys shut out Guy Tubbs tonight. He did not have a reception, but they went to Giesenhagen a lot. But I thought you had to be pretty happy about the pressure you were able to get on Case and Carroll.
Yeah, he's a good runner back there, too. Mm-hmm. He's got speed. We took some really bad angles at the ends a couple times when we did get to the edge. Instead of running lateral and forcing him all the way across the field, we ran at him. And, you know, we lost him up the middle a time or two. And, you know, we didn't do a great job with him. We did get to him on some blitzes, but he scrambled around pretty nice and you know, had him under pressure some trying to throw the ball too, which really helped.
In the second half, you guys had four possessions and four touchdowns. You had four or five different people involved in that. Cole McDaniel, the big 38-yard touchdown reception. Griffin Edwards, the touchdown. But I'll go to Caden Couchman. He had to start his first career start on the offensive side on varsity. He makes a nice catch in the middle of the end zone through with contact there, and that was big.
A lot of people there with him, so that was a great catch for Caden, and he's got good hands. You know, when we see him at practice, when he doesn't catch it, he's taking his eye off it. When he stays focused, he's got really nice hands, and he started on defense too. You know, we rotate him a little bit with Aiden Preston to get him off the field and let him take some breaks since he's running offense also, but he did a nice job. And, you know, Avery, put, you know, being out, you know, we scramble around the secondary trying to find what's the best fit, and you know, we switched late after the touchdown pass, put Camden at safety where he looks pretty comfortable and put Bergner out at corner. So, you know, hopefully we can get Brooks back in the near future too, and he may have to help us in secondary instead of outside linebacker. But
you had to like that you guys were kind of able to adjust as well on the fly there and to make those defensive plays as well. And, you know, that could pay dividends for you guys down the road.
Yeah, I don't know if there's too much to really like. The penalties put a damper on everything. And you know, I'd probably be more frustrated the whole time, even though we were up big. So,
well, a win's a win, and you get it out of here. A second straight year undefeated, a district champions, but 7-1 season, and now you focus. It's probably going to be Smoky Valley. They were up big in the fourth quarter on Nickerson. So, that's a whole different team from last year. A lot of new faces on that Viking squad.
Yeah, I think offensively last year they were like 10 of the 11 starters were seniors. So they got some young guys. I'm sure they're playing or inexperienced guys. Haven't seen a roster yet, but we kind of know what they're going to run a little bit. Don't really know much about Nickerson, so that works.
I mean, you got the book full of Smoky Valley stuff because we played them 2 years in district. This will be fourth year in a row. And
Coach Lambert switched his offense. I won't have to draw up much new plays.
Right. And nice thing about it, three of those years will be in Scott City.
Yeah, it'll be in Scott City. Win that one, we're automatically at home again for winning our district. So get by that one, then it depends who you play. We could easily be home again. So we're going to play a lot better than we did tonight and eliminate the penalties and our mental errors. So.
Well, a lot to learn from here tonight and try to cut down on for the playoffs. Coach, congratulations on another 7-1 regular season. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.